On Thursday's front page, the Republican campaign moved on to New Hampshire, where Mitt Romney picked up the endorsement of Senator John McCain. Here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing a new convention center for New York City and a $1 billion economic development plan for Buffalo. And Europe is moving toward a ban on oil from Iran. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Mitt Romney pocketed an endorsement from Senator John McCain as the Republican campaign moved on to New Hampshire. Romney and the other candidates spent Wednesday sorting out the results from the Iowa caucuses. Representative Michelle Bachmann dropped out of the race after finishing sixth. Newt Gingrich, who finished fourth, ridiculed Romney as a liberal-turned-moderate who's now masquerading as a conservative. Rick Santorum said he hoped to surprise people again in New Hampshire. Political editor Richard Stevenson has this report on where things stand.
Mitt Romney's win in Iowa was about as narrow as it could possibly have been, just 8 votes. But this is also Rick Santorum's big moment. His strong performance in Iowa now gives him a chance to emerge as the alternative to Mitt Romney. He doesn't have the money or the ground game that Romney has in New Hampshire, South Carolina, or Florida, but he does have the passionate following of social conservatives, and now a chance to really coalesce a lot of conservative support behind him. The fact that McCain would go to his aid in a state where McCain is also very popular really suggests that in Washington, at the higher reaches of the party, Republicans would like to get this race over with quickly.
Political editor Richard Stevenson. Also on Thursday's front page, President Obama defied congressional Republicans by naming Richard Cordray to run the new Consumer Protection Agency. The president used a recess appointment to give Cordray the job. Mr. Obama announced it in Cordray's hometown of Cleveland. The move was the opening salvo in the president's strategy of demonizing Congress as he heads toward the November election, but he may get a legal challenge. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo outlined what he hopes are the next steps to reviving the state and also moving out of his famous father's shadow. He set an aggressive agenda for his second year. He's calling for building the world's largest convention center here in New York City and also launching a jobs initiative for Buffalo.
We believe in Buffalo. Let's put our money where our mouth is. We're ready to invest $1 billion in an economic development package for the city of Buffalo to bring business back to Buffalo. It's gone on for too long. It's going to stop today.
Europe is moving toward a ban on oil from Iran. Senior diplomats say the European Union countries have agreed to impose an embargo. France has been pushing for that, along with sanctions targeting Iran's central bank. The goal is to step up the pressure on Iran to negotiate an end to its apparent effort to build a nuclear weapon. Officials in Washington and Europe say Turkey is a model of Muslim democracy for the Arab world. But human rights advocates there say the Turkish government is putting the brakes on freedom of the press. They say there's a combination of official intimidation and behind-the-scenes financial machinations. That includes the recent sale of a leading newspaper to a company that's been tied to the prime minister's son-in-law. In this country, upward mobility may not be what it seems. Many researchers say Americans actually have less economic mobility than people in Canada or Western Europe. This is now getting attention from the right as well as the left. Researchers say one reason is poverty. Poor children are at a disadvantage from the start. Inside Thursday's Times, tiny towns in Arkansas that are fighting to keep their post offices. Fox, Arkansas doesn't want to go the way of Mozart, Arkansas. They closed the post office there, and Mozart wasn't heard from again. The Postal Service says it has to close 3,600 post offices nationwide. It's losing more than $23 million a day. Thursday's Business Day says the three Detroit car makers ended 2011 on a high note. They posted double-digit sales increases in December, but auto analysts say they'll be hard-pressed to hold on to their 47% market share. The Japanese car companies are looking to rebound from natural disasters in Asia, and the debt crisis in Europe has automakers there looking for customers overseas. Nissan and Volkswagen have already posted big gains in sales in this country. The New York Philharmonic named a new executive director. Matthew Van Biesen will take over from Zarin Mehta. He's retiring as the orchestra's top administrator. Van Biesen got the job after at least six other candidates turned it down. Van Biesen has run the Houston Symphony in Texas and the Melbourne Symphony in Australia. Alan Gilbert will continue as music director. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.